Our guest this morning is South Bruce OPP Constable Kevin Martin. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Morning, JC. I'm fine, thanks, and I appreciate you making time for me this morning.
Yeah, appreciate you being here to chat with us about another important thing that we need to remind folks about. This time, we're going to chat cyber safety because it's Cyber Safety Month. Is there a particular group that we're targeting with the cyber safety method this month?
There is. Anybody that uses a computer.
All right. That's pretty much everybody every day then.
Pretty much, yeah. And just before we get started, there's one key piece we need to get out there. So you hear from us on a fairly regular basis. We talk about Fraud Prevention Month in March. We talk about our festive ride around the holiday season. These different campaigns are a vehicle for awareness. It does not mean that for one month it's a problem. It's for that month we try and publicize and raise everybody's awareness to it. So please understand, we talk about Cyber Safety Awareness Month. We're talking all year round.
Mm-hmm.
But for this month, we're really going to hit it hard in the hopes that we protect people. So what, in essence, is cyber safety? Safety when you use your computer. That's all it comes down to. So little things. Do you have a virus scanner? Good. Is it up to date? Not so good, right? Mm. Do you have the phishing scanner? Like all these pieces that are in play to help you, if they're not updated, they're not doing the best job they can. It's almost like in the old days, an 8-track or a cassette tape wearing out, being replaced. Mm-hmm. If you're not updating your software, it's wearing out. It's not hitting the latest, greatest threats that are being developed. And that's a strange adjective for threats.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mindset. They're constantly being developed, so the protection has to keep pace. Therefore, we have to keep up to date on that.
As you know, the bad guys are always trying to figure out new ways to get around the new system. So every now and then, companies will release those updates, as you mentioned. I always update the updates because you get the warnings on your computer that says, do you want to install update now? Always say yes, because a lot of the times it's if they figured out a new way to get in through a back door, that's what the update is fixing.
Well said, but at the same time, verify it's from the real company.
Yes, that
too.
You
wouldn't believe how many. Do you remember that story in school years ago about the Trojan horse? How mm-hmm. that army hid in that wooden horse and got inside and did some bad things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Trojan virus that gets inside your computer and does bad things. Don't trust pop-ups, but definitely trust the manufacturer of the software because you do need those updates. That's important. And a message out to our parents out there, JC. If you have youth online, mm-hmm. it's absolutely critical you talk about the safety piece. They have a lot of technical skill. They don't have fear of pushing buttons and seeing what does this do. You and I do. We don't want to break the darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our youth are very, very good about, oh, well, we'll push this, push that. If I want to do something with my phone I don't understand, I give it to my kids, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we all do at my age. But at the same time, with that fearlessness comes a little risk, right? Because there are people using the computer that we don't want our kids to ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly, well, for example, if a youth was to say, I'm having this for lunch, I'm meeting this person later, we're doing this after school, you have to recognize that's a potentially global audience that they're connecting with, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a classroom and a teacher has so-and-so's birthday on the wall of the classroom, fantastic. As a class in a small private setting, celebrate that birthday. The second you post that on the internet, what's the population of this world? 7 billion?
Mm-hmm.
What's conservatively, we don't have computers in the rainforest, right? So maybe 4 billion users. Is it appropriate for 4 billion users to have access to somebody's birthday? No, it's not. It's not safe, right? So when you're using these computers, understand this is a potentially global audience I'm reaching. What information do they need about me? Very, very little, right? So make sure you have those talks. Mm-hmm. Webcams. I can't stress enough the importance of webcams not being in a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
If you're changing your clothes, that's your business and nobody else's. Enough said about that. And of course, one of the big pieces too, along with our computers, comes this whole fraud piece. I mean, they're phoning you on the telephone. Maybe, rarely nowadays, but snail mail, faxes still happen. Door-to-door, not so much. The computer's a biggie. The mm-hmm. online frauds. Matter of fact, the big money maker these past few years has been cyber fraud, the bitcoins, the investors that aren't really investors, the brokers that aren't really investors, but they're very clever. And to that end, we can't stress enough the importance of due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
4, 5, 6 fact checks before you consider sending a dime to anybody online. because you can pretend to be anybody online. If I sat here in this studio today, told you that I'm Britney Spears, you'd think I'm crazy. But how hard is it for someone to get a picture of Britney Spears to pretend to be Britney Spears on a computer? That's the kind of mindset we're looking for to keep ourselves safe. Mm-hmm. Any unsolicited, that means you didn't ask. Any unsolicited contact, we actually have to check it out these days. Because if we don't, we're leaving ourselves wide open. And that's a sad state of affairs. I'm sorry that we live like that. But at the end of the day, if we want to be safe, protect our youth, protect our financial health, we have to do that due diligence piece and verify. Because as you know, there's millions of contacts every day going out by scammers.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they make money. Like exactly. any business is in business to make money. And don't for a second think that fraud is a legitimate business, but the same principle. If it stops making money, it stops. Mm-hmm. So that takes you, I, all your listeners, and all their friends and family and neighbors joining together and putting a stop to these people that are really stealing through trickery.
Mm-hmm. Constable Martin, is there a place where people can find tips, basic tips, and maybe even, I don't know if you, as the OPP, collect a lot of the common ones that are going on, a lot of the common scams, and post them up? Is there a place where people can get more information?
Certainly. So a one-stop shop when we talk about fraud is the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. A simple search through your browser, whatever browser, Google, Firefox, I don't care what you're using. The Canadian Anti-Fraud Center is a one-stop Canadian soil shop mm-hmm. for fraud. And of course, a big part of it, you have to understand that the investigation will happen. The hardest part of the investigation is to get money back. Last week, my detachment celebrated in the media an incident where we recovered nearly $10,000 for somebody. And understand that when a scam works, it doesn't speak to anything to do with the intelligence of an individual. These are very, very clever scams perpetrated by very clever, practiced people.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, you got to reach out. We're not going to put your name in the paper. We're going to try and help you. Getting your money back is very, very difficult. In this case, we were able to interrupt the payment traveling to the con artist. That's how it happened. But that was very timely.
Mm-hmm.
We got early notice, early intervention, and it just worked out, thankfully. But more often than not, we're telling you we're sorry about the loss of money. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. If we're going to help people when it comes to fraud, it has to be proactive. It has to be here. It has to be, hey, do not trust that contact. Verify it. Because we hate telling you your money is gone. We don't enjoy that. It's one of the more painful pieces of those cases for us. So please protect yourself. And when you talk about cyber safety awareness as a larger topic, the Government of Canada, just simply punch in Cyber Safety Awareness Month. Look at the Government Canada tips. Look at the OPP.ca tips. Our friends at the RCMP have some great ideas on their webpage. It's all there at your fingertips. The only thing is, when you're doing those searches, you got to make sure you're on the actual genuine site.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress enough. If you get those messages from a well-known bank, for example, that your account is frozen, it's not going to be a number of characters at gmail.com. It'll be a legitimate TD Bank email, right?
That's
There's little
right.
steps we can all take. And I really, really hope your listeners will help us in this fight. It is a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fight against a crime that has been going on way too long.
Well, we're going to post a copy of this interview and links to all the resources that we've talked about at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Constable Kevin Martin of the South Bruce OPP, anything else we should know about for Cyber Security Month?
The only thing I can think as we wind it up, my friend, is this. Collectively, with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, anybody else you can think of, your followers, do not pay the con man.
All right. Appreciate it. Another good, informative interview with Constable Kevin Martin of the South Bruce OPP. Take care, sir. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. All the best.